CMS Superintendent Ernest Winston said Tuesday night the district will get rid of all school names
that many in our community say glorify a racist, hateful, and painful past.
As WFAE's Andos Helms reports, that's just a first step.
The Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board opened last night's meeting with a statement vowing to dismantle bigotry and racism in schools. Here's board member Lenora Shipp reading from that statement.
We vow to lift up those who need it the most, to work the hardest where the opportunity gaps are the greatest.
As expected, Winston said CMS will immediately begin seeking a new name for Zebulon Vance High, named in the 1990s for a governor who fought for the Confederacy.
Vance owned slaves and as governor of North Carolina spoke out against and fought anti-discrimination laws and other protections for racial minorities.
Winston said the board has directed staff to review all 175 schools and make changes at
all schools named after individuals who owned slaves or promoted slavery, expressed racist or bigoted views, actively fought against equality, or otherwise demonstrated values counter to those which CMS are committed.
Winston said changing names is only a symbol, but it's also a step in the right direction. He said he and the board will reveal more steps toward equity next month. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.